Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
Zuki in Big Bay, usually you send a WhatsApp message, but today you were the first person to call in. Clearly you love this artist, don't you? Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm good. I called in for two reasons, because I love this artist and to welcome Lindsay back.
Yes, of course. She was on holiday for a fortnight, enjoying some of her birthday away from this horrible team. And now she's back to endure us for the remainder of the year. It's lovely to have her back.
Yes, and the answer to your question is Miss Angie Sloan.
It is indeed. She was born Angela Laverne Brown, but she's known professionally as Angie Stone. And in a versus competition between Jill Scott and Angie Stone, who do you think is going to win?
I agree with you. Early Jill Scott was great, but Angie Stone is, yeah. And funny enough, I think she's very underrated, but I think she is better.
I absolutely do. I absolutely think so too. Zuki, well done. Congratulations. Enjoy your first day of the new week with those bragging rights. And a happy birthday to you, Miss Angie Stone.
Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
6 minutes it is to 6 o'clock. In a few hours at Pietermaritzburg High Court, Judge Piet Koen will be handing down his decision on whether or not he should recuse himself. Here he is at the High Court in the last quarter of last year.
It's deserving of a lot more attention.
Absolutely.
And it's an important trial. All trials are important, but this is an important trial, and the approach that is to be followed must be one that's beyond reproach.
Which is why he asked legal counsel from all parties to hand in written submissions on whether or not he should recuse himself as a trial judge. Join me on the line is Mpumelelo Zikalala. He's a legal analyst. Mpumelelo, good morning, Buti, and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you, and also good morning to listeners.
Obviously, we don't know what the various legal counsel have submitted in those written submissions, but in your opinion, do you think Judge Piet Koen should recuse himself from this case?
In a stricter sense, I'd say no. But if he says, I don't want to change the process, as I stated earlier in your clip, then he must. Just remember that he has decided certain aspects of this particular matter. In that particular decision, in the judgment that he has written, he might have pronounced on the innocence or on the guilt of the accused, which is the former president in this case. So there is people that can perceive that a certain level of biasness, whether he's already taken a decision, whether he's already analyzed the bit of evidence that has been submitted to him. And on that basis, he has said, yes, the former president is indeed guilty, and we'll start from that premise to move forward. But ordinarily, this type of application would go in front of presiding officers on a daily basis, and there's no need to recuse themselves. But if he then says, I do not want to change this process, I want it to be as clean as possible, then we may see him walking into court today and saying that I'm recusing myself from this matter. Can you please get another presiding officer to stand over or to take over from me?
Which would not be surprising given how he has, I think, appreciated the significance and the importance of this particular court case and has taken extreme measures, administratively and otherwise, to ensure that everything was above reproach, almost giving the former president and the French company Thalys very little room for any potential requirement or need for any appeals in the process.
I think that's how a presiding officer ought to behave. He has a very important obligation which is imposed by the Constitution of making sure that the trial is able to start and finish within the shortest amount of time or reasonable time. So that the part and parcel of that is to ensure that all the internal processes which are taking place in front of you as a presiding officer are handled within the required time. So they're calling them to PMB saying that I don't even want to meet over you guys over Zoom or any other virtual platform. I want you to be here physically present with me so that you can be able to decide this matter. I need the exact dates. I need holding dates. Was part and parcel of his duty. And I think he has done very well in making sure that the trial is able to start within the shortest amount of reasonable time. But in that particular process, you have stated earlier, he may have pronounced on certain things, which to me personally, I do not think that there would really be a problem, because it will all depend upon the evidence that is going to be submitted. However, he may have a different idea. But up until now, to me, he has handled the matter meticulously.
Absolutely. It was out of his own volition, actually, that he requested this of counsel. It wasn't brought up by any of, well, at least from what I seem to remember in court proceedings last year. The state will obviously say, no, Judge Kun, please stay on. We like you on that bench. Will Zuma's counsel argue for him to recuse himself?
Well, it will depend maybe on the when they've read the judgment again. Maybe they'll come back and say, you know, actually the way in which you've treated us is a bit different. We would like another person to come in or to step into your shoes. You are not really happy. Maybe they can come back and say, you've really allowed someone who is a tainted prosecutor to preside over this particular matters and to hear whatever or to dictate what's supposed to happen in this one. So we do not think that you are really fit for purpose in terms of sitting and listening to this particular trial. Or secondly, he can come back and say, oh, okay, they can come back and say, so actually, Judge, we like you. We can see where you're going with this matter. We want you to continue to preside over this matter, but it really depends upon the judge, because when it comes to recusal applications, there are three parties that can be able to do it, or two parties. It's the litigants who are litigating, and also the presiding officer who can say, I know certain information that you guys don't know because it's not in the public platform. Because before it comes out of that particular public platform or it becomes public knowledge, I want to disclose it to you, which is why I'm not fit to sit in this particular application. So we may find certain information that we didn't know. Maybe while Judge Gordon was still practicing, he may have represented the president or any of or the other parties in certain matters, or they have very strong or good relations or close relations. That's what we don't know. But at the end of the day, it's up to him. And if we feel that he is not really fit to be able to listen to this particular matter due to things that have tainted it before, I think he should be given that particular opportunity to recuse himself.
Well, we'll find out in a couple of hours. Thank you very much, Mbumelelo Zikalala, legal analyst. And Judge Piet Koen at the Pietermaritzburg High Court will be handing down that decision on whether or not he should recuse himself in the matter involving former President Jacob Zuma.